The issue of violence is of greater concern to His Majesty, the Regent of Gabon, Kampo-Kleona, and then Yakubu Abdullah. So his first intention is to condemn whatever happened at Abogolosi on the 11th April 2016. And it is also important to let everybody understand that what happened in Abogolosi was a misunderstanding of fight between individuals. It is not tribal. It has nothing to do with the Gabon kingdom, and for that matter, the other ethnic groups within the kingdom. The Konkombes are within the Gabon kingdom, and there is cordial relationship between Dogombes and Konkombes in the kingdom. The recent attempt by some politicians, the police, and the press to link what happened in Abogolosi to Dagombes and Konkombes is very unfortunate and unacceptable by the kingdom. We also wish to say that the police has a mandate to arrest, investigate, and prosecute people who commit criminal offenses in our country, irrespective of their tribe, political parties, gender, or whatever.
As a traditional council, what efforts or what measures are you taking or are you putting in place to ensure that youths of Dagmon do not engage in violence wherever they find themselves?
There has been a number of projects in the kingdom which is aimed at creating employment and bringing investors to invest in the area. So if we don't have peace, no investor will want to invest in war zone. So if you noted, in the past 10 years or more, there has not been any conflict. We want Dagmon to be very attractive for investment, and we also want it to be considered as a peaceful place. Now, for those who have traveled to other regions of the country, particularly in Accra and Kumasi, they have tribal heads in those communities, and the kingdom has always linked up with them and advised them on the need to maintain peace among the members of the tribe and then other ethnic groups. What just happened in Abogolosi on the 11th of April 2017, the kingdom is putting in place a delegation that will travel to meet the various groups at Abogolosi and in other communities so that we can foster peace and harmony between them, and then to enable them also live and then carry on their various lawful economic activities without any hindrance or fear.
Mr. Mahmoud said even though the authorities of the area may have the power to relocate residents of slum communities like Abogolosi and Old Fadama, also known as Sodom and Gomorrah, that must be done with a human face.
We know that those areas, their original purposes for which they were reserved or designated, and if the Metropolitan Assembly intends to utilize the place and they want to move whoever is illegally occupying these places, it is within their legal mandate to do so. But as a traditional council, our advice will be that any effort to move the inhabitants of that place should have a human face, in that those moving them should have an alternative place for them so that they can go and then begin to reconstruct their various lives. There is no way you can have a city like Accra where you will not have people traveling from other places of the country to come and then live there and work. So there is one aspect of a metropolis. And so the Metropolitan Assembly, if it decides to move people, some of whom are our citizens, our appeal to the Assembly is that the process of moving them should have a human face, and they should be resettled in an alternative place to enable them to reconstruct their lives.
We had legal advisor to the Regent of Dagbon, Issa Mahmoud, talking to Bubu Klinogo.
A Kumasi High Court.